Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that we're able to be together again. And I've been sharing some verses from Psalm 40, with the subject being a new song. Because in David's case, as he expresses, which I'm sure perhaps every child of God can relate to, he waited on the Lord patiently. But while he was doing that, he was in a horrible pit. He was in a horrible pit. And he, as God was moving upon his heart, he was waiting patiently, and the Lord brought him out of a horrible pit, took him out of that miry clay, set his feet upon a rock, established his goings. Once he was secure, once he was safe and brought out of that terrible condition, whatever it was, and horrible pit describes a lot of things, physical afflictions, emotional problems, circumstantial difficulties, and spiritual oppression and sadness and sorrow and the things that we can experience in our lives. And he says in verse 3, and he put a new song in my mouth. God did that. Even praise unto our God, and many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. And so my heart's desire, and more importantly, the Lord's heart's desire, is for you to experience that new song, that you will have a song of praise and joy in thanking God for the deliverance He gives you out of whatever situation you might be dealing with right now. He will deliver you. God is faithful. You have to wait times patiently on Him, but God will do it. And not only that, He wants us to understand that in spite of whatever testings we go through, it is possible to be in a place of praise and thanksgiving. That's His desire for us. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And so there's another aspect that I'd like to share with you, and that is something when God moves in our lives and we come to a place, and it's different for all of us. Sometimes it's not very long. Other times God has to deal with us, sometimes for lengths of time, that we are really willing to consecrate ourselves to the Lord. It's not just thankful, well, I'm saved, I'm going to heaven, but there's a willingness and a desire and a love in your heart growing for the Lord, for all that He's done for you, that you want to bring Him glory. You want to please Him. You want to consecrate yourself to Him. And there's a reference in 2 Chronicles, the 29th chapter. I'd like to start reading at verse 27. This is regarding the reign of the good King Hezekiah. It says, he commanded to offer the burnt offering upon the altar. And when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord began also with the trumpets and with the instruments ordained by David, king of Israel. And of course, the burnt offering, you may be aware, was a sign of total consecration and surrender. All of it was burned, and nothing was saved. Verse 30, moreover, Hezekiah the king and the princes commanded the Levites to sing unto the Lord with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. And they sang praises with gladness and bowed their heads and worshipped. Verse 31, now Hezekiah answered and said, now ye have consecrated yourselves unto the Lord. Come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings unto the house of the Lord. And the congregation brought in sacrifices and thank offerings, and as many as were of a free heart, burnt offerings. So they were they were consecrating, it says verse 33, things were, the consecrated things were 600 oxen and 3,000 sheep. And in fact, there was so much the priests were having a hard time handling them all. But the point is, when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord began. And beloved, when we come into that place of total yieldedness and surrender, and it's not a one-time experience, and it's a process, that there is a consecration that we have, by the choice of our will, committed ourselves to the Lord, offering up our bodies as a living sacrifice. And so that burnt offering was an emblem of consecration. That was true both for the Savior as well as for us. And when you offer yourself as a whole burnt offering, the joy of the Lord will flood your being. And we can experience a fullness of joy, a measure of joy that can only be experienced when self and self-pride and self-effort is extinguished. And you see the fire analogy there. And so we have to, as John the Baptist said, we have to decrease that he may increase. And I read something kind of fascinating once that regarding the bird kingdom, that someone made the observation that only small birds sing. I never thought about that. Did you? I mean, larger birds like the turkey or the ostrich, they don't have a song. Only small birds such as the robin, the canary, the meadowlark. And that may, you can, you know, you can draw marvelous spiritual lessons from the animal world, you know, like the ant. Consider the ant, you sluggard. they teach us spiritual lessons. And are we big in our own estimation? Those who have become consecrated become smaller and smaller in their own estimation. And then they can fully experience real joy. Praise God. In Psalm 40, let me read verses 6 through 8, sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire, mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. This is looking forward prophetically to the new covenant relationship God was going to have with his people, perfectly expressed in the life of Jesus. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, the Holy Scriptures, it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. Praise God. And you know, David, he goes on in verse 14, he's sharing about what God has done in the past. Withhold not thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. But obviously, he's in a hard place still. He's thinking, remembering what God has done in the past. But in verse 12, he says, for innumerable evils have compassed me about. That's all kinds of stuff, circumstances, outside concerns that are attacking him and robbing him of peace and joy. And also, he says, mine iniquities have taken hold upon me so that I'm not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head, therefore my heart faileth me. Verse 13, be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Beloved, that's a place that as we grow in spiritual maturity, we begin to get a picture of who we really are before God. We begin to get a picture of our own unworthiness, our own weakness, our own self-absorption and self-centeredness. And God doesn't show it. He's merciful right at once when we just newly get saved. He does it as we begin to learn lessons, different for everyone, because God deals in a very personal way with each of his children. It's very customized, what? A discipleship, if you will, by the Spirit of God. And He is in a place where God is dealing with him. And I don't know about you, but I've found in recent months, God has been really dealing with me. I've been trying to get the beam out of my own eye to see clearly. And you know, when you're willing to do that, you're willing to see the faults and the things that you know, we tend to just want to be oblivious to, that God in his love reaches out and allows us to have understanding and revelation of his word and of his person in ways we never have before. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so this is the way we can know real joy, if we're willing to consecrate ourselves to the Lord. I just sense the presence of the Lord, and I think there are those listening. Some of you know what I'm talking about. You're in that process right now. And some of you have just been hurting, and you want to be able to do that. You know the weakness of your own flesh. So I just sense the Lord wanting to minister. The Lord would say, my beloved, fear not. Have I not said in my word that the Lord will perfect that which concerneth thee? You cannot accomplish the work of sanctification. It is only by and through the power of my Holy Spirit that you will have the strength to mortify the deeds of the body, that you will be able to place me first, that you will be willing to do whatever I would ask of you in humble obedience, knowing that. And be assured, beloved, knowing that, you must be fully confident of the fact there was nothing that I would take from you that would not ultimately bring greater blessing. I desire for your joy to be full, and therefore I've said, ask largely that your joy may be full, but it is in humbling yourself. It is walking closely with me. It is placing me first. It is submitting your will to my will, that you will truly know and experience and walk in joy unspeakable and full of glory. And I will fill your mouth with praise. I will cause you, beloved, to sing a new song that my spirit will generate through your very spirit, and you will rejoice and be glad for the goodness and the faithfulness of your God to you, says the Lord. Praise God. Oh, yes, Lord, grant that. Everyone listening, Father, for your body throughout the earth, let us enter into that place that will bring joy to your heart, and anoint us, Lord, with that new song you're going to give us. In Jesus' name, praise God. Oh, it is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness every morning and thy faithfulness every night. That's the God we serve. Well, on that parting verse, I will say, God bless you. I love you. I pray for you every day. Radio family, my UCM partners, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. I may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.